Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder and our miss today. I would like to greet the listening audience as well as the distinguished host and panelists in our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Let me bring to you, introduce to some and present to others, Student Minister James Muhammad out of Tampa, Florida. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam. Once again, Sister Gidget, I want to thank you for your gracious generosity for extending to us, to me and to us, this opportunity to host this show that I hope and pray, by the grace of Allah, will become more and more relevant, pleasing to Him as we pursue or are in pursuit of following the instructions of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan regarding promoting the dialogue of his lecture series, The Time and What Must Be Done, and the calling of all of the student ministers who are under his charge and in his class to speak the same thing. And I'd like to open up with scripture from the Bible that supports the minister's position, as he is one who is guided by God and guided by the Spirit of his Christ and the instructions of both. And I'll be reading from the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 10th verse. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. And so, based on that scriptural guidance and the obvious following of that guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and of course those of us who are attempting to follow him properly, that is the premise of this show. The purpose also of the show is to promote the dialogue and expand the dialogue, but to also give a platform in this forum for the believers of the Nation of Islam who are otherwise unheard, unsung, unknown. Yet they are, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has referred to many of them, as unwrapped gifts. So let us expand his word. Let us inspire the dialogue. And out of that dialogue, let communities grow and prosper and flourish on the basis of the word of God as it is given to us by his servant and spokesperson, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I greet you all with the greeting words of peace as we open the show. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
I'd like to present to some of you, introduce to many of you, but he's becoming very rapidly known for his great work in the community under the organizational title of the BYC. The acronym BYC stands for Building Your Community. And those of you who are listening that may have been blessed to attend the Day of Atonement celebration that we were divinely blessed to host in the city of Tampa, you will recall that the minister recognized our brother and the great work that he has been doing with the brothers and sisters, the young brothers and sisters in particular, in building theirs, yours, and our communities. It is my great honor and privilege to bring to these microphones our brother and student in the ministry, although he continually shies away from that assignation, Brother Jihad Amos Muhammad. Brother Jihad, you'd like to say a few words?
Hello, Akbar. All praise and due to Allah. First, allow me, we begin with the beneficent name of Allah. We praise him and we glorify him as he ought to be praised and glorified. I greet each and every guest, panelist, the host, and those who have called in with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'm just honored to be on the line, and I'm honored to be invited as your guest on the panel. And as our dear brother, student minister James said, I normally shy away from these types of settings, but not that I can't do it. I'm just that backdrop kind of brother. But I pray that Allah give me the words to say that I can add something, some inspiration, or some kind of information or knowledge tonight. And I pray that Allah keep me on the same line of the ministry. So with that being said, Brother James, I'm just here, brother. I'm here.
All praise is due to Allah, and I'd like to also present and introduce to our listening audience our dear brother and up-and-coming student in the ministry, although, again, he shies away from that assignation, but his expression of the message and the obvious in-depth study that he has demonstrated he has done on this show and of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the message of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan qualifies him as a student in the ministry, at least in my humble opinion. Our dear beloved brother, Brother Gary Mahatma Muhammad. Brother Gary?
Yes, sir. Thank you all. I want to first greet all of the panelists, all of the guests, whether they be Muslims, whether they be Christians, non-denominational, or just Pan-Africanists, or those who just want to hear the weighty words of the representative of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Louis Farrakhan. I want to tell you all that I pray that my Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, grabs a hold of my mind and allow me to reflect that which he has spilled of himself into the mind of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, into the mind and heart of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, to you. I pray that that Allah allows me to represent Minister Louis Farrakhan in the best light, in the right way, in the right time. And with that being said, Brother James, I would like for us, you know, to jump right in, brother, and let's get started and give this people, these people, whether they're listening, whether they're calling in, something very powerful to reflect on of the man, of the time, in the day of judgment, Louis Farrakhan.
All praises due to Allah. Very good, dear brother. Thank you. And of course, we all know Sister Gidget Muhammad, who is the facilitator of this show and several others on Blog Talk Radio. Without her and her generous effort, this show would not exist. So thank you again, dear sister. Having said that, let us get in. Oh, by the way, I hope that our beloved brother and student minister, Jamil Muhammad, will join us. It was planned that he would be a part of the panel. However, he was called away for some occupational reasons that he had to attend to. And hopefully, he did say if he could call in, he would. And I hope to hear from our brother.
Well, let's get. I'm sorry. Brother James, just 1 minute. I wanted to remind the listening audience that if you have a question or you want to participate in the discussion, please press 1 on your dial pad and we will make your mic live. So please push 1 on your dial pad if you want to participate in the discussion or ask a question. Okay, go ahead and proceed, Brother James, please.
Thank you. Thank you for that information. I'd like to start under the subtitle of the minister's message that is extracted from the study guides that he is now offering us that deal with the lecture series in a very classroom setting kind of way. And the title, of course, is "The Type of Dissatisfaction Rampant in America Stems from the Current System of Government." The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan writes, and I quote, and as I read it, "America, the greatest nation in the last 6,000 years, is in a time of trouble like America has never experienced. Look at the confusion in our government. Why, the latest statistics say that only 11% of the American people favor the U.S. Congress. That means that 89% of the American people are dissatisfied with the legislative body of this nation. The people are not satisfied completely with the judicial branch, nor are they completely satisfied with the executive branch. So when you have dissatisfaction in a country that has almost reached 100%, this type of dissatisfaction demands a change. And what I'd like to present to our panelists, and of course, those who are listening who want to chime in, what is the cause of dissatisfaction, and how could a nation as powerful as America reach the occasion or reach the situation or arrive at the situation where her people, those who supposedly elected the leadership into office, are totally, all but totally dissatisfied with her? What actions could have led to such a condition? And I'll start with you, Brother Jihad.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you now. Yes, sir.
I seek refuge in Allah from the rejected Satan, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the most merciful. Again, we begin always in the name of Allah. First, allow me to bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. And I bear witness that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is the exalted Christ. And I bear witness that the most honorable minister, Lord Farrakhan, is our divine leader, our divine teacher, and our divine guide, the one who is closer to Allah in wisdom than any of us. So again, I want to greet you and all those who are listening with the greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum. You know,
alaykum salam.
The minister, Brother James, in quoting the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said that the present rulers of this world was made by 60,000 laborers of Mr. Yaqub, 60,000 original men and women who came together for the sole purpose of making an enemy for the righteous. The system in which they established to manufacture these devils was so enriched in debt, division, racism, sexism, materialism, war, envy, jealousy, and they all feared Yaqub as if he was Allah, the supreme being. Yaqub didn't believe in prison. He killed those who disagreed with him outright. And this is their nature in which they were made after. The most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan, said that we are at the end of it all. We asked, he asked the question, how long do we have? He said, referring to the time that we have left for this world, he said that it is very short-lived. He said that America is heading headlong to her death by engaging in these many wars. But this is her nature. She was made for the shedding of blood. She was made to practice devilishment and technology. She was made to hide the surreality of Allah by giving us their image, making us believe that they were a people of God's choice. And in reality, Brother James, and I'll close on this point, they are the people of God's choice today, but not in the sense of him blessing them, but in the sense of him blasting them off of our planet. And I fast and pray, as our dear holy apostle and exalted Christ, that Allah in the name of Master Farad Muhammad, that I see the hereafter when Allah, in his own good time, takes this devil off of our planet. And I'm not only referring to the devil as in the flesh, man, but the mentality. And I close on this point. Many of you who are weak-boned and faith-shooken by Allah's threat and promise to America, if you was to get in the way of Allah's wrath, if we was to get in the way of Allah's wrath, we too will suffer the consequences, but in the most worst of manners, we will die right along with our former slave master and her children. So the minister is advising us to get on Allah's side and hasten earnestly and quickly to the fold of Islam, as being taught by the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is being guided by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I thank you, Brother James, for the question. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Brother Gary.
Yes, sir.
You'd like to weigh in on that question, dear brother?
Yes, I would. The first part of the question I remember, which was in regards to what is the cause of this dissatisfaction. And the number one thing that the minister is telling us is injustice. When people have been deprived of justice, and this justice is being deprived in the forms of politics, in the form of oppression, when you have a country, when you have a people who runs a country who deprives the people of the natural things that God said that every human being needs to be sane, to be civilized, and really to be righteous, that the people become dissatisfied. They become upset with the people or the stewards that have been placed over them that should be looking out for their best interests. When these people are deprived of the basic things that will allow them to be obedient to God, then there is something that God does to those human beings in regard to stirring the spirit. When that spirit is disturbed, the dissatisfaction increases. When the dissatisfaction increases, then those who are in positions of power begin to lose their control over the people. And once that happens, then the nation that really lives or stands on the people begins to fall, because now the people will rise up and come against that great nation. And I believe this is what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is pointing us toward, that this is about to happen in regards to America, that a great war within her borders, within her citizens, is about to erupt. Now, the second part of your question, I'm going to need for you to repeat that for me, because I wasn't able to catch the second part of the question.
Well, I believe that the second part of the question was, how could such a great nation, which I think you've addressed, how did such a great nation come to this condition? And the very people who elected the leadership into power supposedly are now all but totally dissatisfied with those whom they have elected into positions of leadership over them. But I think you addressed that, dear brother. But that was the second part of my question. And if you'd like to expand your answer, go right ahead.
Oh, no, that'd be fine, brother. I just wanted to make sure that I answered the questions that you posed to me. So forgive me. Thank you.
Well, you certainly did, in my humble opinion, brother. And I thank Allah for your excellent answer, both of you. I would like to say, in an extension of what Brother Jihad offered us with a very, in the way of a very brilliant answer to the question, is that when we talk about the destruction of the disobedient to God, I don't want anyone to think that we are out of order or that we're introducing some violent new kind of edict or kind of way of thinking. Throughout the Bible, you will read God's response to those who had disobeyed his instructions. I want to also say that The term devil, and Brother Jihad alluded to it very briefly in his answer, is not limited or relegated to any flesh color. Devils are made by knowledge and the way knowledge is handled. After all, the lessons of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teach us in question, in lesson one, question number four, that the devil had become savage, or Caucasians had become savage, and they fell on all of their on all fours and lived in the caves and hillsides of Europe. It was not until Musa came, a righteous servant of God, he came and taught the devil of the forgotten technology. Now the question is begged, why didn't we just leave them alone in there? Why did we send one of God's righteous servants to teach the devil that which would arm him to do what he is doing today? Again, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan so wisely defined the term devil in his historic 1997 Savior's Day address entitled The Gift. He said, devil is deceptive intelligence that rationalizes disobedience to God and makes evil fair-seeming. This is not limited to flesh color. However, there is a particular flesh that is the embodiment of the personification of evil, the epitome of evil. And that mind in that particular flesh has infected all flesh. And so the scripture says, by one man, sin has entered into the world, and by sin, death. Therefore, all men have sinned, and therefore all have experienced death. So I just wanted to add that. I think these are wonderful topics. I'm actually trying to invoke and evoke thoughts among our panelists that will make the discussion very, very exciting. Sister Gidget, would you like to? Yes.
On 314. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead. But there is someone with a question.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Area code 314. Your mic is live. Area code 314. Your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And this is Brother Kareem Muhammad, St. Louis, Missouri. Yes, sir. And as always, we do start in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. And the question that I have myself is relating to just that, devil. And if I remember my lesson, just to preamble it, if I remember my lessons correctly, it says that devil is anything grafted from original. Any live germ grafted from original. And my question is that since that being the case, and devil is not limited to any flesh, and that means to any color, how do we, if we have been practicing devil, get away from being devil?
That's an excellent question there, brother. Okay, who from the panelists would like to weigh in?
Wow.
Well, I'll go if you gentlemen don't want to go.
Hey, how you going to diss us like that?
Don't worry, I'm suffering.
Go ahead, sister. Gidget. Go ahead.
I'm joking. That's my beloved brother, Kareem Muhammad.
I got it.
Assalamu alaikum, sir. Yes, sir. I just, you know, when you say get away, so how did you phrase it again? Get away from devil?
Get away from being devil. I'm saying since devil is not limited to color or to flesh, we understand that it wasn't, it's not the flesh that makes them devil or makes the individual devil, but it is indeed the thinking and the improper use of knowledge. If we have been guilty of that ourselves, how do we get away from that? How do we move from that type of behavior?
Well, the minister said that we are now in the valley of decision. So if we have been given such a powerful and what has now come to pass and has been verified as being a true teaching, and we decide consciously to be disobedient to that teaching, to that word that we have all been able to bear witness that comes directly from Allah, we make a conscious decision to turn our backs or turn a blind, you know, eye and a deaf ear to what is true and just decide that we're going to be savages and that we love this world more than we love Allah, then we're going to be and we're going to remain devilish. But if we decide to be obedient, and if we submit our will, our entire will, to do the will of Allah, then we will extract that entity of devil from us. So we're in the valley of decision now. And so as evil has been made to appear to be fair-seeming, we have to now realize and accept the truths of Allah. Either we accept it or reject it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said we could take it or leave it alone. It's up to us. But the teachings have been here. The grace period is over now. So it's all up to the individual, because each individual is responsible for their own salvation.
All right, I'll weigh in if you all don't mind.
Thank you, sister. Not at all, but I want to thank our sister for weighing in on the subject matter, and I want to clarify, it was not because the brothers did not want to.
I'll have to have some of it. Here's the deal.
Sometimes you have to put... No, I'm not even going to say that. Go right ahead. We're on the air. I'm not even going to say that. Please forgive me. I'm just enjoying myself. Brother Gary, go right ahead there, brother.
Absolutely. Brother, the answer to your question, the minister has often recited, not just to white America, but to black America. He said there must be a renewal of the mind. There has to be a transformation of the mind. This new mind or this transformation will take place, brother, from a new knowledge. This new knowledge will be a perfect knowledge of creation. This perfect knowledge, brother, will bring about a perfect nature in the black man. This is the whole point of Honorable Elijah Muhammad being the first sign of a man being made perfect from black people, brother. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has often told us about a process that's going to take place with the black man and the germ of the black man being cleansed or purified or separated from the aspect of what is called the brown germ. He mentioned that the brown germ would be removed out of the black man, so the black man cannot any longer think wickedness but do wickedness. But all of that is, how can I put it, is in the process of being done now, but it started, brother, with a new knowledge. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad started it off. Minister Farrakhan is continuing the process, and then there's going to be a furthering of the process once Minister Farrakhan is given an additional revelation upon his return to give to us the ink, or how can I say, to solidify the total transformation of the black man and woman in America, and in truth, humanity all over the world. So that process, brother, actually is going to start with a new knowledge and a new wisdom for you and I to consume. Thank you, Brother James.
Thank you, Brother Gary. What a wonderful, wonderful answer, dear brother. Brother Jihad, before we move forward, would you like to make a contribution?
Well, you know, it began devilishment
and trick knowledge. All this began with the original man. All of this came out of the mind of an original black man, Yakub. That's what we first have to recognize and realize, that this white man wasn't, he didn't just roll out of his mother's womb killing black people. He was taught. He was trained. It was a system. It was a system that produced him, that made him in the manner in which he was made. And this is the same system that we have among us today that is producing devils that look like you and I. So Mr. Yakub is dead and has been for thousands of years. However, Satanism, that is the philosophy of rebellion and non-restraint, or the wickedness of man in which he set in motion, that is still alive and well and has been barreling down the centuries, and it is with us in full force, as I said today. It is this philosophy, what is meant by Satan today, and it is this philosophy which tempts man. The task of man is to choose between the ways of Allah or the ways of Yakub. And for those who choose the ways of Yakub are considered his children. And this is why Allah told those who claim to be the children of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah told them that Muhammad is not the father of neither of you. You see, we are only the children of Muhammad when we do the work of Muhammad. And this is why we were instructed by Master Farad Muhammad to copy the said lesson of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Not only the lesson that we have enclosed in the supreme wisdom, but we are to copy his determination, his dedication, his work among us, and his sincere love that he showed for us. This is more valuable in the sight of Allah than just being a cultologist. We must allow our will to die, because it has been our own will that's been getting us in all this trouble. So we must allow our will to die so that his will can take charge of our lives. So the most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan, and I close on this part, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said, if you have patience with me, if you just have patience with me, I can show you how to wrap the devil around your finger. And you won't even know he's there. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked the question. They asked Prophet Muhammad, do you have a devil in you? He said, yes, but I made it Muslim. So when he bowed down and prayed, the devil bowed down and prayed. See, he never said he murdered the devil. He never said he killed the devil. He said he made it Muslim, and making it Muslim because the devil too was made by God. In the supreme wisdom, Master Farad Muhammad posed the question. I may not be quoting it verbatim, but he posed the question, why did Allah make devil? He made the devil. So don't blame the character in the book. We must go to the author who wrote the book, who made the character. And when we go to the author, he will show us how to strategically make this devil submit. And if he don't submit, then as Allah states in the Holy Quran, leave no stone unturned. You must kill him, because you will find no peace with him. And we can't leave him there, or he may sting you again. And all of these are conditions of the mind. The devil in you. There's no devil with you when you're making salat, but you're seeking refuge with Allah or in Allah from the rejected Satan. Where is the devil? There is no devil with you when you read in the Quran, when you seek refuge in Allah from the rejected Satan before you read the Quran. Where is the devil? The devil is locked right inside of your silly self, right inside of my silly self. So we seek refuge in Allah
from the rejected Satan in us and that which comes out of us that can produce more devils and possibly produce Satan that affects the men.
Walaikum salam. Thank you, Brother Jahar.
Okay, Brother James, you have someone who wants to weigh in on the topic, sir. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You don't have to apologize. We invite all and encourage all to participate. So go right ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
Area code 215, your mic is live.
Hello.
Yes. Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum. This is Brother James 16, all from Philadelphia. How you doing?
Wonderful, brother.
Salaam alaikum, sir. Welcome back.
Yeah, yeah. I just was over here in Dr. Topic Supreme Wisdom about the devil. I try to get as much as wisdom as I possibly can from brothers like y'all elders. You know, because I'm not that much learned in the teachings of the Nation of Islam. So, what I wanted to present to the panel is my research. How I came to the same conclusion about the grafted devil. Now, from what I read, the little bit that I did read, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he referred to the grafted devil as the white man. The white man was the devil. In the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hijr, it speaks of, it says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا إِنْسَانَ وَصَالِ مِنْ حَمَائِي مَسْنُونَ. And surely we created man from driving and clear black mud while his shape.
وَالْجِنَّ خَلَقْنَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ سَمُونَ. And the jinn we created before the fire of hot wind. فَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ مِنْ خَلِقُونَ بَشَرًا وَصَالِ مِنْ حَمَائِي مَسْنُونَ. And remember when that Lord said to the angels, I am about to create man from dry wind, clay, back with mud, walking the tree. That is our way to who, when I fought to Sufi, meant Ruhi, but I will not lose my and when I attach to him into perfection and breathe into him my spirit, fall ye down to submission to him. So he created
the man, the original man, the black man, into perfection. He breathed his spirit into the original man. So the original man is what, as y'all would say, God in the person. Or God in the flesh, and the jinn was told to submit to him. The jinn was created as a fire, meaning that they would have a fiery nature, and refused to submit. The beast representation of the spirit that dwells within the jinn from among men, it refers to in the Quran. And what jinn is the hidden one, the one who was hidden. One who was hidden in the northern hilly caves of Yura, in isolation from the rest of humanity, that would be the white man. That's why Surah Taha says, thus do we relate to thee the times we have to thee before, and we have given to thee from us a reminder. Man atrada anhu, man inahu, Yahmidu, Yawimal Kiya, Mati, Riz, Ren, whoso turns away from it, he will surely bear a heavy burden on the day of resurrection. Kalidina Tihi, Wata'at Lahum, Yawimal Kiya, Mati, Himlen, abiding there under, and evil will be the burden to them on the day of resurrection. Yawima Yun Kafufi Sori, Manasharu, Muturimin, Yawima Isim, Zorakan. The day when the trumpet will be blown, and on that day we shall gather the sinful together, blue eyed. So the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, refers to him as the blue-eyed devil. This is all in the Quran. So any Orthodox Muslim that try to say that the white man is not the devil, he's going to get his own book. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you. Yes.
Am I able to follow up that comment that the brother made with something that Minister Farrakhan spoke of in regards to an understanding of that Quranic verse that the brother quoted for us?
Absolutely, dear brother. I certainly welcome it. I want to say, too, if I may, brother, before you speak, I just want to say that, yes, the Honorable, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said many things, but he also instructed the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, brother, when you teach, I don't want you to teach it like I did. I want you to teach a more in-depth understanding of the word. Scriptures put in the mouth of the Jesus as he was departing, he said, the scriptures said, that he said, there are many things that I could tell you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. And so I just wanted to say that, dear brother, again, in response. And I also want to say it's sometimes kind of difficult to play host, but I'm doing the best that I can. And go right ahead, dear brother. I don't want to take in an inordinate amount of time, but go ahead, Brother Gary.
I wanted to briefly address, and I'm going to try to shorten it up, let's see, just the idea of you have Allah. You have a man that Allah is making, which the brother referenced to an original man. And then you have the jinn. From what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, he said, these teachings, brother, we have to make sure they are past, present, future, perfect tense. So what I'm going to single out is the present tense. He says, if you bring that Quranic verse up to present tense, the one that is talking, the Allah there, is Master Farad Muhammad. He said the man or the Adam or this new man or original man that is being produced is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the jinn there that are refusing to bow down to God's new man, it's not just the old world. I mean, it's not just the Caucasian world. But it is also the old world of people with an old system of belief. The whole world have rejected God's choice of black people and a man that was taken from black people to sit in the seat of God, acting as if his Khalifa or his vice Jared. So when you look at that verse, we can look at it in the past tense of the jinn being a fiery being, or the fiery emotions, or the untamed emotions of a human being, or we can look at it in the current tense of it representing a people with a certain mindset of thinking that they are better than the choice that God himself has said would sit in his seat and who would be the new rulers of a new world. But I just wanted to put that out there just in case some have not heard what the minister has said about that verse in its present tense form. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Gary, and thank you, Brother Jihad, and all who are contributing with answers. Sister Gidget, I don't want to leave you out. Since you're with us, I want to extend the opportunity for you to participate if you'd like to add something.
No.
Oh, no, sir, not at this time.
All
right.
I think Brother Gary summed that up. Well,
okay, I hear Brother Jihad chiming in. Go right ahead, brother.
You know, that was a beautiful recitation that Brother gave in regards to the jinn. And I pray our brother is still on the line. But we must not get jinn confused, you know, with Satan. Because Allah says in the Holy Quran, he instructs us, rather, to seek refuge in him or with him, you know, from the rejected Satan or from the whispers of Shaitan, who whispers into the heart of men, from among the men and the jinn. See, the shaitan, he attacks the jinn as well. When we read in the Holy Quran in Surah 72,
brother. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, he says, in reference to the jinn, this is the jinn speaking. Listen to the testimony of the jinn, or the bearing of witness of the jinn, in Surah 72, Ayat 1 and 2, and you can read further on your own. He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, it has been revealed to me that a party of the jinn listened. So they said, surely, this is the jinn talking. Surely, we have heard a wonderful Quran guiding to the right way. So we believe in it, and we shall not set up any with our Lord. And he said, exalted be the majesty of our Lord, has not taken a consort nor a son. And the foolish among us, listen, they bear witness to the foolish among them. He said, and the foolish among us used to forge extravagant lies against Allah. And we thought that men, listen, they said, and we thought that men and jinn did not utter a lie against Allah. Now, this is the jinn talking. The jinn say, we thought that men and jinn did not utter a lie against Allah. Now, they were sick or bent on lies. Then why would they think that no one would utter a lie against Allah? And he said, and persons from among the men used to seek refuge with persons from among the jinn. So they increased them in evil doing. The white man is a made man. And I don't want to prolong on this subject, Brother James. But the white man, again, is a made man. He didn't make himself. And the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, in his Savior's Day speech, said, Allah didn't raise us up to be mockers of anybody.
That's right.
We can call him, referring to the white man, the devil, but he could easily say, I didn't make myself, you made me. So who is responsible, the clay or the potter? We must remember, it was an original black man by the name of Yaqub again, who was the owner and maker of devilishment and technology. It was Yaqub who introduced us to a mystery god while establishing his kingdom on earth. Mr. Yaqub vested his soldiers, the nurse, with the duty of murdering all black babies. How did she murder them? Some black babies she fed to wild beasts, and others she killed outright by sticking a needle in their brain. So here we have black-on-black crime, and no white man had yet been made. Then after murdering the innocent black baby, the black nurse brought the lifeless infant to its mother while telling the mother, oh, your baby was an angel baby, and that the baby was taken to heaven. And someday, in the sweet by and by, when the mother died, her baby would have secured her a home in heaven. Now, where is this heaven that Mr. Yaqub was referring to? Was the nurse conveying actual facts or a lie? It was all lies, coming from the lips of an original black woman, telling the mother about a heaven that existed nowhere. And Mr. Yaqub was born with a determined idea to make a people to rule for 6,000 years over his own people. Mr. Yaqub set up a system, as I mentioned earlier, that would later teach the white man and white woman technology and devilishment. That was their religion. And many of them still practice the religion of technology and devilishment that was given to them by Mr. Yaqub, their father, even right now to this day. And many of us are partaking in Mr. Yaqub's man's foolishness. The Bible says, come out of my people and be not partakers of her sin. But before we try coming out of her physically,
We must be clear thinking. And this is why I told.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you, Brother Jihad. I don't. It sounded as if you weren't completely. Excuse me, Sister Gidget, but it sounded that we missed some of the completion of what Brother Jihad was saying. Did you complete your thought there, brother?
I don't know where I left off or what you heard.
I heard all of it, brother. I heard everything that he had said on my end.
Okay. Maybe it was the Walaikum salam. I just wanted to make sure that his thought was complete. Because it seemed like there was some space between what you were saying and when you gave the greetings, but that could be owing to the audio. Maybe personally, how I'm hearing it might be incurring some interference. But if you completed your thought, let's move on. And Sister Gidget, you were going to say something?
Yes, we have someone with a question or a comment. Area code 813. Your mic is live.
Hey, assalamu alaikum. I was just trying to get Brother James, this is Sister Akeem. I was just trying to get the source from the brother that when he was reading. I didn't catch the source he was reading.
Okay. Please present your question. Which surah and which brother?
The guest that was speaking, and he was quoting the story in Arabic. I didn't catch the story she was reading, and I wanted to go back and read it.
Oh, okay. Brother Jihad, can you help Sister Akeem out with that? Because the brother, can come back in.
He's on the line. Brother James 16 is on the line, so he
Okay, excellent. Yeah, okay, very good.
Oh, yeah. I first read from Surah Al-Hijr, that'd be chapter 15 of the Quran, verse 27, and then I read from Surah Taha, which was talking about the blue-eyed, rebellious people being gathered together. That was on Surah Taha, verse 103. So that's where I was reading from.
I believe he's asking for the number, the surah. He gave the verse, but she wanted the chapter as well.
Yeah, so it's not how it would be chapter 20.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
As-salamu alaykum.
If I could also say something, too, in response to what the brother was saying. If you say you was going to move on, but if I could say something real quick.
But go right ahead, dear brother. We have time.
So go ahead.
Yeah, he was referring to the Surah 72 of the Holy Quran, and it was referring to the jinn who heard the Quran, and if you continue to read it, it's that they will try to reach the heavens, but they will that the angels will send shooting stars at them and send them down. When you look at the jinn just means hidden. That's all the word means, the hidden, or one that was concealed. So, looking at the root word of the jinn, that's why I say jannah, that means paradise, which would be something that is away from our reality. Jinn, the hidden one. It's a jinn, rajul jinn, the men from among the jinn, that's what it refers to in the Quran, the men from among the hidden one. So you say those hidden ones have a fiery nature about them.
That's right.
It refers to the men, the hidden men, meaning that as what the most honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying, that they were sitting in the northern hilly caves in Europe. That's why I call it Europe. You know, the concealed ones, the ones who were hidden from the rest of humanity. And I think it was, I was looking at an interview, and he was, I think it's the white guy that was interviewing him. He said, why do you think that the white man's the devil? He was asking the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he said, because it was me like that. Meaning that it was me of the fiery nature. This is their nature. And so about Israel. is once again, and this is talking about Iblis, who is among the jinn, who is a jinn. It says, وَإِسْكُنَعْلِمْ لَا إِكَاتِي شِدُورِي أَدَمْ فَتَجَدُوا إِلَىٰ إِبْلِيسِ قَلَىٰ أَسْتُدُورِي مَنْ خَلَقْتَ تِينَ.
What surah are you reading from, brother? What surah are you reciting from?
Yeah, this is Bani Israel. That's chapter 17, verse 62.
Yeah, 61 and 62.
You're some Quran.
Huh? Yes, sir. That's correct.
That's, and call to mind the time when we said to the angels, submit to Adam, and they all submitted. But Iblis did not. He said, should I submit to one whom thou hast created of clay?
He said,
what thinkest thou? Can this whom thou hast honored above me be my superior? For thou wilt grant me respite until the day of resurrection. I will most surely bring his descendants under my sway of subterfuge. Allah said, be gone. And whoso shall follow thee from amongst them, else shall surely be the recompense of all for recommit. And entice whomsoever thou kennest with thy voice, and urge against them with thy coarsening, and with thy wealth, and share with them with wealth and children, and make promises to them, and Satan promises them not with deceit. So it's talking about like an encroachment, like he promised to deceive. It's talking about a people. Not talking about, you got the spirit within, which would be the Satan. You got Satan, you got the Iblis, and you got the jinn. So, Iblis is the fiery nature that exists within the jinn. It's just like a declaration of war. He said, I promise to you, he's making an oath. He said, I promise to you that I would deceive them. This is talking about a people. It's the original nation. Well, like he said, y'all more versed in the spring teachings. You know, he used a form of trick knowledge to deceive the nations, which was come from the original man, come from the original man. But it's a declaration of war using the grafted one, which comes from the original gene. I mean, when you look at and scientifically, I'm only engaging in that way. I'm not inculcating in the teaching, but scientifically, we see that the man originating in Africa, he migrated into Europe. And,
dear brother, I have to interject. For the purposes of moving the subject matter forward, I have to ask you to bring your response to a point and close to allow us to move forward with the subject matter. Now, I understand that when we exchange ideas of understanding of Islam from whatever school of thought we have been orientated, it evokes this kind of conversation. But keep in mind that the purpose of this show is to discuss and to promote the subject matter of the lecture series, the time, and what must be done. So please, dear brother, bring your point to a close, and we can move forward with the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as the show advances. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. With that, I will close. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Yes.
As-salamu alaykum.
Brother Kareem. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brother Kareem.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to say I'm enjoying this immensely. And the comment of what I wanted to add to it is that, and forgive me, brother, for not remembering which one of you wise brother said this, but he referred to the fact in the lessons where it said that it asked the question, why did God make devil? And the answer to that is that to show and to prove that besides Allah, that Allah is God, and besides Allah, there is no God. If he could make a devil and allow him to rule for 6,000 years, and then after that time end his rule without falling subject to his rule. Now, in relation to that, I also wanted to add this. In the Quran, Surah 84, or Chapter 84, Al-Inshikak, the bursting asunder, what I'm looking at are the first notices, the first six ayahs. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah against the accursed Shaitan. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. When the heaven bursts asunder and listens to its Lord and is made sick, and when the earth is stretched and casts forth what is in it and becomes empty and listens to its Lord and is made sick, O man, thou must strive a hard striving to attain to thy Lord until thou meet him. And if I understand correctly, we're talking about the minister's subject, this 52-week subject that he has given us, which came from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the time and what must be done. And our particular subject tonight is putting on the new man. In that sense, what I'm getting from everything that's being said is that, from what I was taught as a young Muslim, that the heavens, the true heavens is our mind, because that's where everything comes from. And so it's talking about here, it says, when the heaven bursts asunder. There's another passage in the Quran where it talks about hurling the truth at falsehood and knocking out its brains. So, I mean, that's how I'm relating that. And so from what I'm getting from everybody that's been speaking and everything that's being said is that in order to be prepared for or to live through this time, what must be done is that we all have to change our thinking and thus by our behavior. And the way to change our thinking is by internalizing these teachings. As I heard one brother say, instead of becoming quoteologists. Exactly. I mean, because I could quote it all day long. If I'm not living it, then it's useless. I mean, what example am I? I mean, what am I doing in my own personal life, in my own personal walk, to exemplify what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has given us and what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is yet doing himself. I mean, I've heard comments, not tonight, but I've heard comments of, don't get out in front of the minister. Excuse my language, but hell, I need to catch up with the minister. You know, so I'm saying in that vein, those are the things that I'm looking for is, what particularly do I need to do to change my thinking? I mean, what parts of the teachers? I mean, where are we at now?
One moment, Brother Jihad. Dear brother, I didn't catch your introduction. Your voice sounded as someone new coming in. Who was that? Brother, could you just introduce yourself?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Kareem Muhammad. Kareem Ian Muhammad out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, very good, very good. And Brother Kareem, thank you for your comment. And just a point of clarity, when you mentioned the specific theme of this show is put on the new man, I want to give everyone who is listening just a little clarity of history. My initial idea was to name this show Put on the New Man. However, and that's still my consistent idea. However, when the minister announced these lecture series, what Sister Gidget and I had discussed was, let us, in pursuit of the minister's instruction, promote and expand the dialogue on that particular subject matter. And yes, it is all related. There's no question about it. But I wanted to give clarity in terms of the topic. The topic is the time and what must be done. And that title of the show was our initial title. And we had decided that we would focus wholly on promoting and expanding the dialogue of the minister's lecture series. So I just wanted to offer some clarity where that was concerned. And thank you, Brother Kareem. Your comments, and I want to make sure that everyone understands, we're not trying to limit anyone in terms of their expression of what they know and what they desire to share. It is all good, as we say in the language. However, since we're under time constraints, and since we announced that the purpose of this show is, in fact, to promote the lecture series dialogue, the time and what must be done. As a host, and again, a new and learning post, I have to make sure that we don't go off topic, nor do we allow anyone to dominate the particular time with what, as relevant as it may be and as wonderful as it probably will be. So I just want to lay those parameters and give some clarity in that regard. And now, Brother Jihad, was that your voice I heard? And thank you again, Brother Kareem. Was that your voice I heard wanting to get in or respond?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
All right. All praise is due to Allah. The brother made very powerful points in his statement. You know, the most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan, real briefly, he tells us in self-improvement, he said if every white person on earth dies tonight, you would have a problem tomorrow. He said, my Chicano and Native American brothers and sisters, if the white man died tomorrow, you would have a problem the day after.
He said,
the problem is not the white man. The problem is something within yourself that you are not facing up to. So each of us, the most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan said, have some facing up to do. But somebody has to show you your faith, so you can face up to your faith and deal with yourself. Forget about your neighbor. The minister say, I want you tonight to deal with you, because you are your worst enemy. So it is not the white man that is in need of a change. It is all of us. We all are in need of a major change. We treat each other so wrong. The most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan, warns us about envy and jealousy. He says envy is going to plummet the nation into darkness. But the day, referring to the light, follows night. And if we can hold out through the night, we will see the daylight once again. So Allah instructs the believers to seek refuge in him, big brother, the one who just spoke, to seek refuge in him from the envious ones when they envy. In order for us to build our community, we must practice love amongst the brotherhood and sisterhood first. We must be united and forgiven to one another sincerely. That is the only way we will be sustained, and that's the only way we will be able to maintain our nation and our community. We have to murder the jinn or the devil within each and every one of us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very beautiful, Brother Jihad. Listen, there were several questions that the minister posed in the format of the weekly study groups, specifically in part one of part two of the lecture series, for those of us who have been following the study guides. And by the way, I want to make sure that everyone has access to the study guides. I don't know if everyone is near or in proximity of a study group where you can go out on Wednesday and Friday. Certainly, I don't know your schedules. However, there is a link that we'd like to share with everyone to have access to the study guide material and the questions posed therein by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And that way, we'll at least be on the same page with the same subject matter and have some degree of preparation for discussion. So I want to make sure, Sister Gidget, that before the show is over, we could give that link out for everyone who's listening to be able to access it. All right?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Thank you again, Brother Jihad. I'd like to go to those questions, as I said, that are titled Questions for Discussion. And this is from part one of part two of the lecture series. The first question is posed, why has Minister Farrakhan taken up the subject, the time, and what must be done? And please, I would ask you to try to keep your answers as brief as possible so we can get through as many questions. There's so much subject matter. Go right ahead. Whoever would like to start, or you'd like me to volunteer you, I'll be happy to do that. Okay. Brother Jihad. Oh, you know what? We hadn't heard from Brother Gary. I think in the cycle, you're up, Brother Gary.
Well, I tell you what. I believe the minister has taken up the subject, the time, and what must be done. It's because we have now entered into a period where the people of America, the people of the world, have to know what is in the mind of God at this particular moment in time. What is in the mind of God to do with a nation and a people who have been given a certain amount of time to do a specific work on the planet? He's bringing to our attention now that their reason for being brought is expired. Their time is up. Their way is up. Their world is up. And since we have been engulfed in their way, their world, their mind, that he now has to bring to our attention that our way, their world, our mind, which has been given to us by them, is no longer accepted by God. And that now we're coming to a decision or a fork in the road to where either we will continue the old way or we're going to walk through the door and continue a new way. If we don't continue the new way, what the penalty is for not accepting the new and trying to stay in the old. So he's telling us, this is the time that you're in, which is the judgment of God. And this is what you must do to escape God's judgment. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Gary. Boy, I can't help but comment on how much I love to hear you and Brother Jihad and, of course, all our young brothers and sisters respond to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the message of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, which is one and the same. But it just really overwhelms me with joy, because as I listen, it is assured to me that the nation's future is bright, very, very bright. So thank you. And Brother Jihad, would you like to weigh in on that same question, dear brother?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
All praise due to Allah. You know, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad was asked a question by Master Farad Muhammad. Master Farad Muhammad posed a question to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, what brings rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? And this is what the minister is warning America and the world over, that he warning them of the destruction that will come upon them if they don't submit to his authority. What brings rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? Why is he speaking on what the time and what must be done? He indicated the what to be a type of method to be used in bringing about the judgment on this uncivilized nation. What brings, again, rain, hail, snow, and earthquake? What brings it? Not what makes it, not what makes it, but what brings it. And from where are these destructive forces coming from? It is coming from a part of our own nature that has been disturbed. It can be destructive or destruction for the enemy, or it can be self-destructive for the individual. What I mean is we all come from and are sustained by this planet we call the Earth. So all of its elements, the water, the snow, the hail, the earthquakes, the fire, the wind, and so on, all of these are enclosed in the very nature of man and woman. And it can be brought out. This is why Jesus was able to walk on the water of his own nature. The water represents courage, life, and the truth. So what brings rain, hail, snow, and earthquake? Listen to the answer, and I'll close on this part, Brother James. Listen to the answer that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad gives to the question. He said, they continue to teach the 85% that all this that you see, such as rain, snow, hail, and earthquakes, comes from that mystery God that no one will ever be able to see until he dies. This is believed by the 85%. The 10% know that when man dies, that he would never come back and tell the living whether he lied or not, because the dead is never known to return from the grave. All the history of Islam never reveals anything that no man had ever been able to come back from a physical death. But there is a chance for mental death because the lost found was once dead mentally, and many of them revived from it. But they were not physically dead, only mentally dead. Again, what brings rain, hail, snow, and earthquake? It will appear, it would almost appear that the messenger didn't answer the question. But he answered the question. What brings it? He began by saying they. They who? The 10%. They continue to teach daily, or continue daily to teach the 85% that all this that you see, such as rain, snow, hail, and earthquake, comes from that mystery God. See, the 10% brings it upon himself by teaching falsehood, and the 85% brings it upon himself by believing everything the 10% say on face value. And the 5% are in the clear, but he too will suffer certain consequences if he fails to teach the uncivilized civilization. So what brings it? The Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is warning us. He's warning us that if we don't submit our will to do his will, he's warning us of a day that will be like no other day. This day, Allah referred to it in the Holy Quran. He said that he will level the earth, waqia. This is the event inevitable. In this day, Allah said he would destroy everything. And if he was to destroy men for their unrighteousness, there won't be a man left on the planet. We thank Allah for the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and for addressing such a subject. He's putting on the new man. I heard my brother say the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad took up this same subject before his departure. You're absolutely right, and he's taking it up again. He's putting it on. He's putting on the new man or the new mind, and he's in the
presence of
the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Go ahead, brother.
He's now addressing us again in that person. So he said, "When you see me, you won't even recognize me." So if you're looking at the minister, and the reason we are insubordinate, rebellious, and we question him like Moses questioned the wise man, is because we don't recognize Elijah in his new form. Salaam alaikum.
Oh, man.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, Brother Jihad. Wa alaikum salam. Very, 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 very beautiful. Very, very inspiring, dear brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, there's one thing about time when we're engaged in this kind of forum. It ceases to be our friend. So let's go right to the second question. The second question, which is posed, is, since no man except Allah God knows the time of the end of this world, what signs should we be looking for that is signaling the end? Brother Gary, if you'd like to weigh in on that one.
Yes, I guess I will. The only sign that we have been given before the actual commencement of the destruction of God is the messenger of God, that divine one that was chosen by Allah to represent the time and what must be done, that one that was sent to warn not just the government of America, but to warn the people of God that he wanted to separate from America before his destruction, brother, to keep it short. And that'll pretty much be it, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your brevity and the wisdom found therein. Thank you very much. And my sister, who thinks I'm going to forget about her and move on, I just want to bust her bubble and call her out. Sister Gidget, would you like to respond?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Excellent.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, Brother James. What was the question? Repeat it.
The question is, since no man except Allah God knows the time of the end of this world, what signs should we be looking for that is signaling the end?
Wow. I think we are living in the time of earthquakes in diverse places and famine and pestilence and wars and rumors of wars. I think we're in that time, brother. So with all this mysterious weather and everything going on, we're in that time. The signs are prevalent. Allah is here.
All praise is due to Allah. You all have to signal me when you've completed your thought or your answer, because I'll wait. I don't want to interrupt or abbreviate anything that anyone has to say. So just signal to me by saying assalamu alaikum or thank you or something. That way I'll know that you've completed your response, okay?
Thank you. I told you I didn't study, and you do have a question, so let me know when you're ready to take it, Brother James.
Okay, very good. Very good. We're ready. I don't know about you all, but I am thoroughly enjoying myself, and I hope you are too.
I'm listening and learning. Okay, area code 804, your mic is live.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. I just came across your show, and I feel that we all have personal responsibility and accountability for everything, and with the new energies, we're powerful manifestors, and when we realize that and when we can come to a place of love and create a whole new paradigm based on that, we will have a beautiful future for mankind. Since the beginning, it's been all control, conquer, and divide, but that's breaking down, and the elites are being found out, and we saw what happened in Iceland, and we have the power now to just create this new paradigm, bring the corruption to the forefront, expose it, and just make sure everything is with truth and transparency for our future.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That was beautiful. Sir, if you don't mind, would you please give us your name?
Yes, I would like to share that because I would like you to see who I am on the Internet. My name is Hugh, H-U-G-H, and the last name is Charlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. And I have some very powerful strategies. I don't use email. I'm a global visionary, but if the host can see my phone number, I welcome anyone to investigate ways that I can help you and your ministries get out bigger and better to the global community and just embrace our differences and collaborate with one another and just root out the corruption and replace it with love.
Excellent. Can you just repeat your web address?
Yes. You'll see various things on the Internet, including a letter from President Obama to me related to the economy and a poem in the President Ronald Reagan Library. When you Google my name, which is Hugh, H-U-G-H, and the last name Charlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy, and there's a WordPress site which you'll see information on. That's the current active site, hughcharlson.press.com.
Well, thank you very much, Hugh, and we look forward to hearing from you in the future. Thank you for your comments.
Yes, and God bless everyone, and again, I'll continue listening. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you again, and God bless you as well.
Okay, also, Brother James, you have a call from area code 602. Your mic is live.
Malaykum, Brother Mikael.
Walaykum salam.
Walaykum salam.
Listen, I wanted to touch on that, question of what signs should you be looking for, touching off with Sister Gidget's talked about on Matthew 24 about wars and rumors of wars and famines and earthquakes in various places. The sign that I think definitely you should see, and that is in the speed and the ability to measure what that prophecy says. For instance, when it says earthquakes in diverse places, 2,000 years ago, they couldn't tell if an earthquake happened in Japan and they're in Jerusalem, or if you were in South America and an earthquake happened in Iran, none of those people would know any of that. But you can be in where you are and know when an earthquake happens at any place, at any given time, anywhere in America, even if you're on a mobile phone, because they have these apps today, these mobile earthquake apps that let you know when an earthquake takes place wherever on the planet. And that allows the speed of that prophecy to get across the globe so everybody is in the know. So you know when South Korea is getting ready to go to war with Iran, or if they talk that because of the media right now. And that allows the population to know those prophecies happen. So it's the speed in which we can do that. We couldn't necessarily do that just 80 years ago. But today we can see every aspect of all those prophecies, wars and rumors of wars, famines and earthquakes. You know where a country is in need or in third world and they don't have any food, you know exactly from where you are because of the speed of information. So that sign of being able to see that prophecy come and the speed of it should be a real quickening for the believers because of how you can measure it. It's like you won't have any excuses. Those prophecies are right there. Everyone can see it. They can turn on CNN or turn on CNN on their mobile phone and see wars, pestilence. You can log on to the Center for Disease Control and see what pestilence is hitting the entire country or the United, the whole globe. So it's the speed. That's one of the signs, the speed of information in which you didn't to be able to interpret those prophecies. So that's all I wanted to say on that regard. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Thank you, Brother Mikael. That was a wonderful, wonderful comment and contribution. Thank you again. Okay, let's...
You have one more, Brother James. You have one more from Chicago.
Very good. Go right ahead.
Your mic is live, 773.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
The panel, as well as the host. Assalamu alaikum.
Would you mind introducing yourself, giving us your name?
Yes, my name is Brother Tony Muhammad from Joliet.
Well, all right, fine.
And yes, I wanted to address the question and pose a question to the panel, if I may.
Go right ahead, dear brother.
It seems that the period that we are in now has entered into a mindset of gloom and doom. We have been given a portion of the teachings that teach us about the destruction of America. So I think it's kind of ironic that you mentioned the opposed the question about what are some of the signs that we would see. According to what we are taught, some of the signs that we would see is the sign of Jonah. There's no sign will be given to you except the sign of Jonah. According to what we are taught about the history of Jonah, Jonah's people accepted the warning, and the people repented of their sin, and they were given an extension of time. According to what we are taught and from the view of the panel, do you think that that portion of the prophecy has anything to do with the minister and the time we're living in?
Thank you, Brother Tony. Thank you. And who would like to respond to our brother from the panel?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
The question was, does the story of Jonah, does that have anything to do with this time and hour in which we're living in, or with the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan? Can he pose the question one more time?
Yes, sir. There's a portion of the prophecy of Jonah that deals with the repentance of the people of Nineveh and them being given an extension of time. The messenger said to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you would have to do more than preach that Jonah went to Nineveh. So do you think that the extension of time that the Ninevites were given and the repentance that the Ninevites participated in, do you think that has anything to do with the minister and the day and time we're living in?
Yes, sir. I mean, I can answer that just briefly by saying yes, sir. Everything that is written in the scriptures from Adam to Muhammad, peace be upon him, the minister is a representation of all of them. He represents them all. When you see the minister, you see all of those who came before him. In this time, we don't have no need for a prophet. Can't no prophet handle this time? The devil, and not referring to color, but unfortunately those in power and those who put others in power so happen to be of the Caucasian race, but this is not an attack on the white man or white woman. This is an attack for the pointing out, if you will, of the white mindset, the supremacist mindset of the white mind that is in, that could be, and that are in the minds of those who look like you and I. The Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan represents Jonah in the sense that we are in the well. We are in the belly of the well. America is likened unto that well. And she have spitted the minister out onto land, meaning all of the traps that she have placed or planted for the minister. He managed to escape them all. She can't hold him. She can't even all of the movies that they put out to belie him, to tell lies on him. If you look at the movie, and I'll get right off of this and tie it in. Look at the movie Malcolm X. When you look at the movie Malcolm X, you see or you hear the voice of a man screaming out in the background. They tried to, in some deceptive, evil kind of way, to make you think this is the minister bearing witness to Malcolm. And then you take the characters from the movie Malcolm X and you roll over into the movie Black Panther Party. And you hear where Huey P. Newton, played by this character, coming out of the airport. The same characters that was in Malcolm X movie is in this movie. Angela Bassett playing Betty Shabazz in the movie Black Panther Party. And you hear the reporter say, do you think Farrakhan killed Malcolm X? We have to ask the question, who wrote these films? And you go from Black Panther Party to Muhammad Ali. Then you see the movie, in the movie Muhammad Ali, played by Will Smith, you see a brother that they portraying to be from the Nation of Islam with a bow tie and his hair slightly parted, following Malcolm in that movie. And the man showed him a picture of Muhammad Ali and say he's next. He was friend. He befriended both of these men. But see, their lies didn't work. Their trick, their flood of lies didn't work. They were hoping that one would raise up some zealous brother or sister would kill the minister. But Allah say, try to cut him off, and you cannot. He said, if you try to cut him off, he said, Allah say that he will cut those who try to cut his messenger off from through Jehovah. So the minister is a representation of Jonah. He's in, we are, and we are a representation of Jonah. But the minister is not likened unto Jonah in the sense of just being a regular old prophet. The time and what must be done, the method in which the most honorable minister Louis Farrakhan is using, is not the method of a prophet. It is the method of God. And he's using this method in the name of God and by the power of God and by the leave of God. And if he didn't tell you he was a God, you would believe him, because he is doing what no other prophet or no other black man or white man have ever done in reference to repudiating and defending the truth and speaking out against power and calling the devil out boldly and standing on truth with an unalloyed or unshakable faith in the God in which he represents to us and presents to us. So, yes, brother. He represents Jonah. We represent Jonah. But we have one who is guiding us. I hope I answered your question. If not, please forgive me. I pray that Allah guide me to a better understanding.
Brother James, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Okay, hold on now. Let's, Sister Gidget is speaking. I heard Brother Gary wanted to offer something. Okay, Sister, let's defer to our sister, then to Brother Gary. But I wanted to hear from the brother, Tony, who opposed the question. Was that, was he happy with the answer?
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We lost Brother Tony. His call dropped, so he's also listening online, but hopefully he'll get the playback and he'll get an answer to his question. His call dropped. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Sister Gidget. Well, perhaps he asked the question as an advocate to get the answer out to those who are listening. He may have already known the answer. And sometimes that's...
Okay, now, Brother James.
Oh, very good. Yes, sir. Brother Tony, did you hear Brother Jihad's response there, brother?
I sure did, yes, sir.
Excellent, excellent. And was that a satisfactory response for you, dear brother?
I don't know if it addressed the question entirely. I was referring to... The mercy that the Ninevites were given. They were given an extension of time. And the disposition of Jonah was he didn't like the fact that they were given an extension of time. And it seems that we in the nation have that same disposition, that we are cheering for the destruction, but we don't have a doorway open for the repentance. We don't have that spirit. And I was referring to the disposition that the nation had in the early days when I first came in. It seems like that is gone, and we've drifted over into total gloom and doom or total destruction in mentality. So I was just questioning, does the panel think that the minister will fulfill that portion of the scripture do they think that it applies to him in any way? The mercy and the nation of America actually listening to him and repenting of their past sins.
You know, Brother James.
Yes, sir.
I thought I answered that. Now I understand the question fully, and I won't be long. I'll just quote what I quoted earlier from the minister and the mercy that the minister is showing. You know, he said, if every white person on earth dies tonight, you will have a problem tomorrow. He said, my Chicano and Native American brothers and sisters, if the white man died tomorrow, you would have a problem the day after. The problem is not the white man. The problem is something within yourself that you are not facing up to. So what the minister is doing is directing us to something in us. Allah says in the Holy Quran that I change not the condition of any people until they change what is in themselves. So the mercy that the minister is showing is evident. He hasn't given the call. He said, if I was to order the death of you tonight, you would be dead before the sunrise. But I would not use the love that of my people for his vanity or for his personal, you know, pleasures. So the minister is very merciful. All praise is due to Allah. By the token of time through the ages, surely man is in loss. You know, you hear many people talking about killing the enemy, killing the slave master, the former slave master and his children. But Allah tells us in the Holy Quran that he's a merciful God. He's oft returning to mercy. He even gave Shaitan respite. Why would he give Shaitan respite to test his people? Why would he give him respite when he could just easily erase him? But he gave him respite. When Jonah was being tested by Shaitan, and I'll close, when Jonah was being tested by Shaitan, it wasn't Shaitan who approached Jonah outright. It was Allah who stopped Shaitan and asked him or questioned him, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, yes, but you have a hedge around it. See, Job was always found seeking refuge in Allah from the rejected Satan. Job, we're not going to get into Job, but that's just showing the mercy of Allah. And the minister, if you notice, he said that he will have a message on tomorrow for the Caucasian people. That's mercy. Brother, that mercy come by way of pointing out their errors or making them face up to their face. One must face up to his face in order to recognize his wrong. Because if you can recognize it, you can minimize it. So, again, I believe the minister is showing mercy, like Jonah showed mercy to the Ninevites, or however you say it. But the minister is also showing mercy not only to the Caucasian race, but he's showing mercy to us because we have become some of his worst critics. Salaam alaikum.
All right, brother.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. Yes, sir, brother.
Give me
okay. Okay. Let's try to master giving a little space and time for us to speak, so that we won't talk over each other. As I'm attempting to host, please give me the opportunity to close out the brother's question and response given by the panelists, and then we can move on. I know, Brother Gary, that you were waiting in the wings to address it. And
yes,
at this time, you certainly can, dear brother. Go right ahead. And I hope Brother Tony is still on.
I'm pretty sure he is. I think Brother Tony is pointing toward the idea of the Ninevites being America and the Caucasian world, Jonah being Louis Farrakhan, and the people of Jonah being us. I believe he's alluding to the possibility of America being given an extension of time by Louis Farrakhan doing a work similar to Jonah that was so powerful that it caused the Ninevites or the American people in government to repent to God and award them an extension of time, if I'm correct. Is that what you're trying to ask me, Brother Tony? If this is what you're pointing out, because if that is the case, do I believe that this is possible? Yes, I do believe that this is possible.
Because yes, sir.
The question we have to pose is, if the scripture says that the only sign that we would be given would be Jonah, we have to ask the question, what portion of the prophecy of Jonah would be fulfilled? Are we talking about the complete thing or just a portion? Now, I want to take you to something the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in Message to the Black Men on page 141. He said, it was by a prayer and the turning in the right direction toward the holy city or the holy temple Mecca that delivered Jonah from the belly of the fish, which is the only type of us here in America, the anti-typical fish who has swallowed us. So the question that I will pose, which I don't want you to answer, but I'm just going to pose a question for thought, is that the sign that the scripture is making a reference to that we're going to fulfill of that complete prophecy of Jonah? Just something to think about. Now, I want to mention something that Brother Jibril talked about in Farrakhan the Traveler, if I could. He talked about a statement that was by Harry Truman, and I'm going to quote it. He said, Harry S. Truman, former president of the United States of America, once wrote, the world is faced with a situation that means either total destruction or the greatest age in the history can be its lot. Now we have to ask the question, what is it that the members of power of the American government know concerning the prophecy of America's destruction? Why would Harry S. Truman even pose the question of a possibility of them escaping the destruction if it's impossible? Something must have happened when Master Farah Muhammad came when, according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Mother Tynetta, said that he met with the president of that time, to where a secret meeting was called with him and other Masonic Muslim Shriners, where something was discussed. These things we have to keep in mind. These things, we have to take them into consideration and then look at the prophecy that I believe Brother Tony has pointed out of the possibility of America being given an extension of time and escaping what we will call the immediate destruction. Now, do I think America is going to be given that extension of time personally? No, I don't. I've heard Minister Farrakhan say on more than one occasion that her doom was sealed and that he himself does not believe she will do what is right to escape the destruction of God. And that's pretty much it, Brother James, that I have for Brother Tony on that point. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Gary, and thank you, Brother Tony. I would ask you to continue to tune in. We end this show by the grace of Allah every Friday, 8 o'clock Central Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, which is 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And, dear brother, if you have the opportunity to tune in again, certainly pose whatever questions you have regarding the subject matter. And we hope, by the grace of Allah, that you will get satisfaction for your questions. I think your question was excellent. This is the kind of dialogue that the minister wants us to promote. So thank you for your contribution, Brother Tony. And thank you, Brother Jihad, and Brother Gary, for your responses. Now, I do get an unfortunate text from Brother Jihad that his phone was dying. And I wanted to confirm, Brother Jihad, are you still with us? Wow. Well, that is unfortunate. But if he's listening, however he may be, if he is, I want to thank him for his contributions to this show, and we look forward to having him on as a guest panelist again very soon in the near future. We are approaching 10:54. I want to hopefully close this out so that we can get the announcements out the way. Are there any other thoughts on this particular question? I don't want to get into another question that is going to require more time than we have to give a proper response.
No, I myself, I don't have anything more. But I do say that I think that is a good question, brother. I really do. And I believe it is something that we in the Nation of Islam will definitely have to take into consideration. And that if the minister does what it is that God has made him to do, and let us say that the judgments of God begin to hit America, and let's say something happens that causes America to reflect on the words of Minister Farrakhan, and in that moment of reflection, repent to where God withholds his judgments, America's given an extension of time, black people are free, America's divided, we go into our separate territory, America goes into her separate territory, and the prophecy or the sign of Jonah is fulfilled. I really believe that that's definitely something that we will have to take a look at and see if this is possible. And if it is possible, definitely prepare ourselves for it if this be God's will. And outside of that, brother, that's pretty much my thoughts on that topic.
Thank you, Brother Gary. Brother Tony, are you still with us?
He's still on the line. I don't know if he can hear us or not.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Brother Tony, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. I can hear you clearly.
Very good. Brother Tony, I'd like to extend this to you and all of our listening audience. If anyone is desirous of becoming a panel guest or guest panelist on this show, you know, there are no big I's and little U's or big U's and little I's. This is a format where we want to give voice to the members of the Nation of Islam that might otherwise be unheard and might otherwise be unknown. We don't know what treasures that Allah has deposited in the earth, the spiritual earth of the Nation of Islam, but I can tell you the minister is in a state of constant excavation, and he's looking for those treasures that he calls unwrapped gifts. We hope by the grace of Allah that we can at least serve in some degree facilitators to the minister's, as facilitators to the minister's desire. Okay, Brother Tony and Sister Gidget?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Is there a website or a web address that people can write in expressing their desire to be a part of this show? They need to give us their name and, of course, a little background information on themselves and how long they've been in the Nation of Islam, just the general information. I don't say everyone who makes a request that request will be honored. Well, it'll be honored, but it may not necessarily be granted. But we encourage it. So, Sister Gidget, is there an address that they can write their requests to?
Yes, sir. If they go online under Nation Building, they can leave comments requesting to be on the show, and they can leave an email address or their Facebook name, and we can contact them that way. Also, you can look me up on Facebook. My name is Aziza Mariam Muhammad, and send me an inbox message, and I will certainly answer you. We do have a website that we can receive messages on, and it's called, the website is www.nationbuildingmovement.com. So please contact us if you have a desire to be on the show.
Thank you,
Thank
Sister
you.
Gidget. And now I'd like to give that web address for access to the study guides, the weekly study guides. Now, Sister Gidget. Go ahead, Sister Gidget. You wanted to say something?
Go ahead.
No, Sister Gidget, in consideration of modern technology, which I'm still familiarizing myself with, is there a more expeditious way to give this information that everyone can access it? Because it's a rather long web address. Or I can announce it here, but it can also be posted if it's more technologically expeditious to get it out.
Well, if you go ahead and announce it, I'll promote it, sir.
Thank you so much. You know, I knew there was a reason why I loved you. That's one of that's one of the reasons among a growing many. All praise is due to Allah. Okay, the address is www.box.com/s/C=Charlie, Z as in zebra, Q as in queen, L as in land, Y as in youth, 9, I, that's the letter I, lowercase, 3. No, I'm sorry, it's 913, the letter I, 3, D, the number 7, WEF6H. And, of course, I know that's in need of repeating, so I'll repeat it. Once again, it's www.box.com/s/CZQLYY913I, the letter I, 3D7WEF6, the number 6H. So you have that, Sister Gidget?
I absolutely do, sir, and I will find a shortcut to it.
yeah, I'm sure you will. And when you find it, please be very generous in your sharing that information. I want to thank my sister for bringing me out of the caves of darkness into the modern world of 21st century technology.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And again, thank all of our honored panelists. Thank you for your presence, your contributions. It was wonderful. We look forward to having you on again. Once again, please send your request to be a guest panelist to that email address aforementioned by Sister Gidget Muhammad. I want to thank Sister Gidget Muhammad again for the wonderful and gracious extension of the opportunity to host this show. The name of the show, again, is Put on the New Man, but the subject matter we will be dealing with, by the grace of Allah, is the minister's lecture series, The Time and What Must Be Done. We want to make sure that we remind everyone that the minister will be doing part three. I mean, is it part three or part four? Part four tomorrow, 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we encourage everyone to tune in. Once again, that's The Time and What Must Be Done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, at noi.org/the time. Once again, that's noi.org /the time. Thank you. Let us thank Allah. Let us thank His Christ, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let us thank our beloved guide in this hour, their servant and representative, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. May Allah continue to bless him, and may Allah bless us out of His mercy to have the humility and insight to follow and obey what that man instructs us to do.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And,
sir.
And,
absolutely.
And thank our listening audience. We'll see you next week. I'm not going to say same bat time, same bat channel. I did say it, didn't I? But we'll be on again by the grace of Allah, 8 p.m. Central Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And a big shout out to our listening audience. Thank you for your contributions. May Allah continue to bless us all with the light of understanding. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. Good night, listening audience, and thank you.